Good morning, everyone. My name is Julie. Hey. It is good to be here with you this morning. All right. Will you pray with me? Holy Spirit, we believe that you are with us. May we have the eyes to see, the ears to hear, and the hearts to receive what you have for us. May we know that you are the God who was and is to come. Amen. This morning, our other scripture comes from the book of Ecclesiastes. If you're following along, it's chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. I think the slides only go to verse 13, but I'm going to go through verse 15. It's one of those books that's kind of tricky to find if you have an actual Bible, because it's kind of small. I mean, it's after Proverbs, which is after Psalms. So hear the word of the Lord. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what has been planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down, and a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. What gain have the workers from all their toil? I have seen the business that God has given to everyone to be busy with. God has made everything suitable for its time. Moreover, God has put a sense of past and future into their minds. Yet they cannot figure out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I know that there is nothing better for them than to be happy and enjoy themselves as long as they live. Moreover, it is God's gift that all should eat and drink and take pleasure in all their toil. I know that whatever God does endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken away from it. God has done this so that all should stand in awe before God. That which is already has been, that which is to be, already is. God also seeks out what has gone by. Amen. So here we are at the beginning. Or are we? On the 12th day of Christmas, my love gave to me. You've all heard that song, right? And did you know that in the Christian calendar that actually Christmas isn't just one day, it's 12 days long? So today is actually the 8th day of Christmas, which means I think maybe we should all be giving each other 8 maids of milking, something like that. So even though all the stores have already changed over all their decor over to Valentine's Day, even Easter already, and maybe you too have taken down your Christmas decorations, the church is still celebrating Christmas. Today's passage from Ecclesiastes is all about time. It's about seasons. What are we to make of all that? First, I just want to quickly go over the church calendar for those of you who aren't familiar with it. Maybe you didn't grow up in a church that celebrated or followed the church calendar. Here's a little graph for you. So while today is the beginning of the modern day calendar, January 1st, the church actually begins its year in December with Advent. Advent is 4 weeks that lead up to Christmas, and Advent is a time of watching and waiting for the child to be born. Then after Advent comes Christmas or Christmastide, when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the incarnation of God, that God took on human flesh and was born as a baby into this world. God came to be one of us. After the 12 days of Christmas comes the season of Epiphany that actually starts on Friday, this next Friday. And Epiphany is when we celebrate how Jesus made God known in and to the world. Then before the big celebration of Easter comes 40 days of Lent. Lent gives us space to remember and experience death in order that life might spring forth. It's a time for giving up vices and letting go of self. We make room for the one who died so that we might have life. Then is a great celebration of Easter. During Easter, we celebrate the resurrection of Christ, his ascension to glory, and the new life that God offers us through that redemptive work and life of Jesus. And Easter is actually also 50 days long, not just one day. Then after all the celebrating, we move into the longest season of the church calendar, Ordinary Time, which up here is listed as the season after Pentecost. So Pentecost is just the last day of Easter when we celebrate the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Ordinary Time is a time when we're encouraged to see God in the power of the Holy Spirit and the ordinariness of our everyday lives. Then we circle back around to Advent, and we begin again. The church calendar can help orient us and remind us of God's redemptive work in the world. The calendar is cyclical, it bringing us back to the beginning over and over and over again. Perhaps that's because just when we feel that we've reached the end of ourselves, we need to be reminded that with God, we can begin again. But what if your own personal season or kind of that space that you find yourself in doesn't line up with the season on the calendar? Have you been there? Perhaps you found yourself maybe more joyful during the somber season of Lent. Or how many of you feel like the holidays aren't always about celebration? Maybe for some of you, they're a time of loneliness or pain or remembering loss. Have you found yourself on Easter morning not feeling very resurrected? Instead, you might be wondering, why are these things happening in my life? Maybe you're wondering, what is this life all for? Ecclesiastes is a book for just such a time. It's a book that's about trying to find meaning. It's a strange, confusing, and really difficult book, of which I bet many of us can relate, because if we're honest, isn't life itself strange, confusing, and difficult? Some of us might feel so overwhelmed, we might ask ourselves, where do I even begin? Let's take a closer look at the scripture. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what's been planted. The writer gives us 14 pairs of seemingly opposite things that describe seasons of life. And when we read this text, it can be tempting to try and fit our lives into one category or the other. You know, like, I'm here or I'm here, right? But what do we do when those things, you know, in our lives don't quite fit in one place or the other? What if we find ourselves neither at the beginning nor at the end? What do we do when we find ourselves somewhere in the in-between? I think that the writer of Ecclesiastes actually gives us space for that in-between. The poem is actually structured in a way that uses a figure of speech that's called a merism. A merism is a phrase that uses two contrasting things, but it's meant to refer to everything in between. So, for example, when you say, when you look for something, you lose something, and you look for something, and you say, I've searched high and low, and I can't find it. You don't mean, well, I've only looked up high, and I've only looked down low. What you mean is you've looked everywhere in between, high, low, medium, around the corner, underneath, outside, inside, you name it. You've gone, like, over everything. It's a phrase that encompasses the whole. This is a type of phrasing that the writer uses in the poem. It's not just one or the other, this or that. It's a description of life that allows for a variety of experiences, different seasons, emotions, and ways of being in the world. Here we find ourselves in the circle of seasons, again. Rather than being linear or kind of a straight line that starts in one place and firmly ends in another, the seasons come and go, and come and go, and come and go. We go through one season only to find ourselves in that season once again. Sometimes we're more on one side of the curve than the other, and sometimes we're kind of in that murky middle, where it's hard to tell exactly if we're here or there. Ecclesiastes speaks to this notion of in-between. The writer tells us that God has put a sense of past and future into humanity's mind. God gives both time and eternity. And we as humans are caught in this tension in between. You see, we're both in time and out of time, neither at the beginning nor at the end. And it is in this in-between that we find ourselves. Ecclesiastes, rather than giving us a prescription for what we need to do differently or how we've got it wrong again, or a list of resolutions, goals, changes we need to make, the writer simply describes what life is actually like. The poem doesn't necessarily make a value statement on the different seasons, but the writer acknowledges the vast array of human experiences. It's in the circling, the cycling of seasons that we somewhere find ourselves. The writer knows and bears witness to this complexity of our existence. So as we come upon this new year, according to the modern calendar, many of us are hoping for a fresh start. I know I am. We've got goals and resolutions, changes we want to make. Corey and I have had a habit in the past of choosing a word of the year to kind of guide our time. And I want to affirm that all of these things are good. We all want to be moving towards something better, something new, don't we? We all want the chance to begin again. But amidst all the working and striving, the doing better and being better, let us not forget that it's Christmastide. A reminder that it is God who comes to us. In the Christ child, God in human flesh came to be with us. Lawrence Holstucki puts it this way. The wonder of Christmas is that the eternal one, who can be neither created nor destroyed, willingly becomes subject to both birth and death. Christmas is where the God who is described in today's Psalm, Psalm 8, as the Lord, the sovereign one, or the one with ultimate power, the God who has set God's glory above the heavens, this God has taken that glory and participated in the human experience. God participates in all that is difficult, frustrating, painful, confusing, ugly, and limited. The wonder is that the God who created the heavens and the earth, who has established the moon and the stars, is not only mindful of the human beings, as Psalm 8 says, but the wonder is that the creator of all would become part of the creation. During Christmas, we celebrate that God willingly subjects God's very self to the things that are described in Ecclesiastes 3. Birth and death, planting and plucking up. You see, God is with us in this in-between. And this is where we begin. We begin with a God who created the world out of love and who chose to become a part of, not separate from, the world out of that same love. And we begin with a God who the book of Revelation tells us is the one who is making all things new. Let me read that passage from Revelation again. I think it's worth hearing over and over because sometimes we need to start at the end. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among the mortals. God will dwell with them as their God. They will be their peoples, and God, God's self, will be with them." That's God with us. God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." And he said this, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." A new time is coming, but it's also here right now. Although we might see it in glimpses and bits and pieces, some days we might notice it more than others as we sort of navigate this in-between. But God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and God is in between. God is the one who was and is. God is making things new, and God is with us as the seasons turn. As God was in the beginning, is now, and will be tomorrow. You see, today isn't the only day that we begin. As Saint Benedict said, with God, always, always, always we begin. Amen.